Yeah. Then are there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Give me a coke, please.
Getting along with Russia would be a good thing. Getting along with China would be a good thing. Not a bad thing, a good thing. In fact, a very good thing. We're nuclear powers, great nuclear powers. Russia and us have 90% of the nuclear weapons, so I've always felt that getting along is a positive thing, and not just for that reason. I entered the meeting with the firm conviction that diplomacy and engagement is better than hostility and conflict. And I feel that with everybody. We have 29 members in NATO, as an example, and I have great relationships, or at least very good relationships, with everybody. The press covered it. Quite inaccurately, they said I insulted people. Well, if asking for people to pay up money that they are supposed to pay is insulting, maybe I did. But I can tell you, when I left, everybody was thrilled. And that's the way this was, too. My meeting with President Putin was really interesting in so many different ways, because we haven't had relationships with Russia for a long time. And we started. Let me begin by saying that, once again, the full faith and support for America's intelligence agencies. I have a full faith in our intelligence agencies. Oops, they just turned off the light. That must be the intelligence agencies. There we go, it's okay. You guys okay? Good. That was strange. That's okay. So I'll begin by stating that I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agency. Always have. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear and say that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also.
Yeah.
A lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all.
Now the potential new bombshell involving President Trump and his longtime personal attorney.
The president's longtime lawyer, former fixer Michael Cohen, secretly recorded a conversation with then-candidate Trump about former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claimed she had a year-long affair with Mr. Trump more than a decade ago.
Did Michael Cohen betray you, Mr. President?
Tonight, President Trump ignoring reporters' questions. Cohen, who a year ago said he'd take a bullet for Mr. Trump, now says he puts family and country first.
Trump has always denied the affair with McDougal, but on Friday we found out that Michael Cohen secretly taped Trump discussing payment to McDougal. There are tapes!
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
At this point, Nixon is going to rise from the dead and say, I'm suing you for copyright infringement.
President Trump took to Twitter this morning, weighing in on reports that his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, secretly recorded conversations with him. The president said,
inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning. Almost unheard of, even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client, totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong.
My favorite president? Why would he bring up Martin Van Buren?
Sir, I know Grover Cleveland did nothing wrong, okay? Trump is very upset, reportedly saying, I can't believe Michael would do this with me.
Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said that Trump did nothing wrong. And in fact, he says this tape is proof that Trump is innocent. Donald Trump could choke a horse to death on Fox and Friends Live. Rudy Giuliani would be on MSNBC an hour later claiming he was hugging it while it died of old age. But Trump's legal team is apparently so convinced this recording exonerates their client, they took the unprecedented step of releasing the tape this afternoon. And this is, for the first time, you are about to hear exclusive audio tape of our president discussing the Karen McDougal affair with his then-attorney, Michael Cohen.
So we got served from the New York Times, I told you this, we're recording, to unseal the divorce papers with Ivana. We're fighting it. Kasowitz is going to...
She'll never be able to get that.
Never, never. Kasowitz doesn't don't ever be able. They don't have a...
Give me a couple.
They don't have a legitimate purpose.
And you have a woman that doesn't want to see.
Correct.
So you've been handling it.
Yes, and it's all...
It's been going on for a while.
For about 2-3 weeks now.
All you have to do is delay it for...
Even after that, it's not going to ever be opened. There's no purpose for it. Told you about Charleston. I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, so yeah. That I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with
so what are we gonna
funding. That, yes. And it's all the stuff. All the stuff. Because, you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be.
Gets it by
correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No. I got... No.
Taped conversation between Donald Trump, the president, and his longtime fixer, Michael Cohen. A tape where they discuss potentially making a secret payment to suppress a Playboy model's story about her alleged affair with the future president. The first thing we know is that Trump World tried to cover this up. Right before Election Day, the Wall Street Journal reported the company that owns the National Enquirer had purchased the rights to former Playboy model Karen McDougal's story about her alleged affair with Trump and then declined to publish the story, practice known as catch and kill. Asked about the deal, then Trump campaign spokesperson Hope Hicks said, quote, we have no knowledge of any of this. Well, the tape released last night was recorded 2 months before Hope Hicks made that claim. So that's not true, is the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is offering up a characterization of the recording that is divorced from reality. Last week, after the New York Times revealed the secret tape existed, but before we heard it, Giuliani said it contained, quote, powerful, exculpatory evidence. After the tape came out, Giuliani released a transcript he says backs up his claim. In the Trump team's transcript, they claim Trump tells Cohen, quote, don't pay with cash. This is proof, according to Giuliani, the president wanted to keep a paper trail. Because, I mean, obviously, you want your receipts and all your records intact for the payments to the woman who's saying she had an affair with you right before you stand for election for president of the United States. And if he was going to make a secret payment to suppress the story of his alleged affair with a former Playboy model, Trump's lawyer is claiming Trump wanted you to know all about it.
There's no way the president is going to be talking about setting up a corporation and then using cash. Unless you're a complete idiot.
Trump waived his attorney-client privilege that allowed this tape to be released to prosecutors. Giuliani told CNN that the privilege was waived because he and his team believe it'll help Trump.
Well, on the privilege issue, the only thing that to me makes any sense is that the special master signaled to Trump and Cohen, and Trump in particular, that she was going to find that this recording falls under the crime fraud exception to attorney-client privilege. And rather than endure a finding like that...
Which would be catastrophic.
Which would be politically and publicly devastating. She gave them the opportunity to withdraw the privilege over their privilege assertion. So that's
we don't know if that's the case. That is
because,
your conjecture.
Right. It's all conjecture. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
But Giuliani's explanation that it's exculpatory, obviously, now that we've heard it, does not add up at all. So
exculpatory or not, is that wildly exculpatory? It's certainly not the thing that when your client's president of the United States, you want him like having it talks about hush money payments and cash or
not with his bagman.
And by the way, it doesn't matter whether it's cash or a shell company. The idea is they're trying to conceal any trace of this payment.
Yes.
I mean, talking about something in cash as casually as they seem to, as if it was a possibility, brings up a whole host of other possibilities about what other nefarious stuff they may be up to. But in terms of the campaign finance fraud angle of things, it doesn't matter. They're trying to conceal.
The president does bring up cash, but he says, don't pay with cash. Right. And then Cohen says, no, no, no. And the president says, check. And then Cohen says, I got it. Point is, the president wants the transaction to be memorialized. I don't think anyone can suggest that this represents anything where the president did anything wrong.
Give me a cup, please.
Trump and Cohen's lawyers aren't debating whether they're paying hush money to hide his affair. They're debating whether he wanted to use cash or check.
Giuliani kept insisting that if you listen to the tape closely, you can hear Trump say the words, don't pay with cash, pay with check. He even recommended that Fox viewers give it multiple tries.
Well, the fact is that the president does bring up cash, but he says, don't pay with cash. We've been over the tape over the weekend about five times. What I urge people to do is just go online, listen to your broadcast, you play the tape, play it three times. The third time you play it, it'll become clear.
Play it three times.
This is what Lanny Davis, who, for our sins, is now representing Michael Cohen in this drama, had to say. He says that it certainly sounds like the John Edwards case. The John Edwards case was a criminal prosecution for campaign finance violations against John Edwards because of payments made to a mistress to cover them up for the explicit purpose of hiding it and not reporting that. Those payments, he was acquitted. Is that your understanding?
I think this is a stronger case than the John Edwards case.
So you think there's actual criminal exposure here?
I think there's more criminal exposure to Donald Trump for this campaign finance violation than any of the other stuff that's currently being investigated based on this tape and all of the inferences that flow from this tape. I think it's a bold statement. I think because the critical factor in the John Edwards case was that he was an ongoing relationship,
right?
And he had a very credible claim that he was trying to conceal that affair from his wife. The two affairs at issue in the Trump case, and the fact that there are two is also very important. It's not just a one-off.
Right.
Both of them occurred 10 years earlier, and now we are weeks in advance of the election.
And they get paid off like 6 weeks before the election.
Right. So there's a much stronger case that this is election related. Now, what the big question has always been as for Trump is whether he knew anything about it. He had denied, as you discussed at the top, that he knew about the Karen McDougal tape. And Rudy Giuliani has said he didn't know about the Stormy Daniels recording payment before the election. But if he and Michael Cohen are talking
having
about
this conversation,
do you think they're not talking about the Stormy Daniels?
Right, Barbara. That's the other thing about whatever's on the tape and whatever in the other tapes. It does provide a kind of predicate for Michael Cohen at some point to be like, of course we talked about all of this. You could hear us on tape talking about one of these. What, you think we didn't talk about the other ones?
Yeah, I think one thing that's important to remember is this is not the whole case. This is all that we see in the public at the moment. But no doubt the investigators in the Southern District of New York are looking at underlying documents, payments, checks, other kinds of things. They're talking to witnesses. And at some point, they'll likely approach Michael Cohen about cooperating to understand the whole context. So I don't know that this tape standing alone makes a whole case, but it's very probative of intent. And it also demonstrates that I agree with Daniel that it is about the election. They're talking about a poll statistic. They talk about surrogates for the campaign.
Yep.
They're definitely talking about the campaign when they bring this up. So I think that it's it is very likely related to the campaign. But all that other evidence, I think, will help inform whether this is a case or not.
He tweets, what kind of lawyer would tape a client? So sad. Is this a first? Never heard of it before. Why was the tape so abruptly terminated? Cut. While I was presumably saying positive things. I hear there are other clients and many reporters that are taped. Can this be so? Too bad.
Exclamation point.
Give me a couplet.
This tape is only the beginning.
This is not the only tape. I can tell you that for a fact. There's multiple tapes.
You know that there are more tapes of President Trump, though.
No, I do know there's more tapes of President Trump. There's multiple tapes of President Trump.
Yes, multiple tapes of President Trump, and they're all available on the new compilation. Now that's what I call porn star payoffs. And guess what? Avenatti was right, because today it was revealed that the feds actually have 12 Michael Cohen audio recordings. Yes, 12 Michael Cohen tapes.
Washington Post reporting 100 tapes. That's how many tapes they actually now have of Michael Cohen and Donald Trump, or Donald Trump's businesses being discussed, issues involving Donald Trump being discussed on 100 Michael Cohen tapes.
You know, I would go back to the tweet you referenced in the top of the hour when Trump tweeted what kind of a lawyer tapes his client, and I would answer that a little differently than you. I would say the kind of a lawyer who tapes his client is a lawyer who has a client who's telling him that he's taping everyone else. And that's been Trump's story forever. When you, as a reporter, would go into Trump's office, he would say, "You don't mind if I turn on my tape recording system, do you?" And he would reach beneath his desk and pretend to press a button. Mm-hmm. He told Jim Comey.
You say pretend to press a button.
Well, I know, in fact, he was pretending, because we deposed him later about this. But, you know, he threatened James.
Instead of having a recording device in plain view.
No, it was the secret button.
He would do
this
James Bond thing.
It was very Bond-like.
Secret.
Ernst Blofeld.
Yeah. Why not just record you?
Huh?
Why not just actually record you?
But you know, he would have had to pay to get a system put in.
Yeah,
that's money
right.
He didn't want to spend. But when we litigated under deposition in December of 2007, my attorney said to him, "Mr. Trump, you've repeatedly said that you've had a recording system in your office and that you recorded Mr. O'Brien and other reporters. One, why did you do that? And then two, does it exist?" And he immediately went to, "No, it doesn't exist," because he knew we would be able to get it during discovery. But then he said, "The reason I tell them I do it, though, is I need to scare them, because they're dishonorable people. I don't trust reporters. They're bad people. And I knew if I said there was I was recording them, they'd be on their best behavior." And I think that's the attitude he took to most of the people who worked for him. And he certainly, I think, through most of the relationship with Michael Cohen, treated him in a demeaning way. So at some level, of course, Michael Cohen was thinking all the time about insurance policies. And tape recording this guy was one of them.
This tape is about hush money for Trump's Playmates affair, all right? Not the porn star affair, which are separate affairs. And all of that is also completely different from the whole Russia affair. Right. Maybe that's why Trump always tweets witch hunt. Like, maybe he's asking, "Wait, witch hunt is this again? Witch hunt is this, folks? I don't know." And you know what's funny about this story is that all of last week, Trump was like, "Russia never could have taped me without me knowing. I'm too smart." And now he's like, "Whoops, my own lawyer taped me without me knowing." Like, honestly, at this point, it would be weirder if Russia didn't have blackmail material on Trump, because everyone seems to have blackmail material on President Trump. Michael Cohen has tapes. Access Hollywood has tapes. Howard Stern has tapes. Michael Cohen's secret tape was already some bad news for Trump. But then he got even worse news. You see, the FBI released documents showing that they had good reasons to get a wiretap on Trump's former campaign aide, Carter Page. In other words, not a witch hunt. Or as Trump put it, total witch hunt.
The president, without evidence, insists the documents vindicate his claim that the Russia probe is a partisan witch hunt, tweeting, "Looking more and more like the Trump campaign for president was illegally being spied upon for the political gain of crooked Hillary Clinton."
But even some in the president's own party say the documents don't show misconduct in the investigation.
I have a different view on it. I don't think it's broad of any part of any broader plot. The only plot here is the plot to interfere in our elections by the Russians.
You know, it's amazing how Trump will hold up something that doesn't vindicate him at all, and with complete confidence, just claim that it does. Like if Trump tried on a bloody glove and it fit perfectly, he'd just roll with it. He'd be like, "That's right, these are my gloves." And as we all know, nobody with gloves this nice would commit murder, folks. The defense rests. I'm going home. So right now, Trump is in a bad way. They found his lawyer's secret tapes, and it turns out that the FBI did have a valid reason to investigate his people. So late last night, Trump reacted by grabbing his tweet box and creating a problem for all of us.
Breaking news, because overnight, the president threatening war with Iran, language that raises new concerns.
President Trump fired off this threat to Iranian President Rouhani: "Never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before."
He was in all caps, which means he was yelling back at Iran.
The president is facing an intense political backlash over his press conference last week with Vladimir Putin. His administration still has thousands of migrant children jailed and separated from their parents, and his personal fixer, Michael Cohen, might be cooperating with federal investigators. So naturally, Trump has decided the appropriate response is to threaten a war with Iran.
President Trump is once again threatening the annihilation of a country. Very late last night, Trump tweeted out in all capitals, quote, to Iranian President Rouhani, never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious.
Wow. You could take the crazy old man out of Queens, but you can't make him stop yelling at foreigners. Also, you don't get to say be cautious when you're tweeting in all caps.
President Trump has made an all caps threat to destroy another country. And remember, this is the same way he threatened fire and fury on North Korea, yeah? And then 6 months later, totally caved to Kim Jong-un, yeah? So there's a good chance that in a few months, we'll see Trump saluting Iran and America will be under Sharia law. Yeah, he'll be like, I gave Iran everything they wanted, folks, and now there will be peace, inshallah. Yeah, it's either that. It's either that or America is headed for a war. But the good news is you stopped thinking about Michael Cohen and Russia, so mission accomplished.
Trump's threat of war against Iran was just the latest in a series of unhinged comments over the weekend. Since the start of his presidency, Trump has also nursed the paranoid fantasy that the FBI and the Democrats were spying on him. Over the weekend, he tweeted, looking more and more like the Trump campaign for president was illegally being spied upon, surveillance, for the political gain of crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC. I think my favorite part of that one is surveillance in parentheses. Like, in case you didn't know what spied upon means, here's a longer word for it. Trump's latest outburst came after the Justice Department released a redacted version of the application they filed to surveil a Trump campaign advisor named Carter Page. The FBI believed that Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. On Sunday, Page went on TV to defend himself, but would not answer the simple question of whether he had relationships with Russian officials.
You have relationships with Russian government officials, right?
Well, let's see what they're referring to specifically.
But Carter, you didn't answer. I mean, you have relationships with Russian government officials, true? Yes.
Well, let's see what they're talking about. You know,
I'm just asking you a straight question. Do you have relationships with Russian government officials? I can tell you, I don't.
Smiling Carter Page was then asked if he had ever served as an informal advisor to the Kremlin, a charge he denied despite some powerful evidence.
Did you ever advise the Kremlin or work with the Kremlin on anything?
Look, Jake, no.
But you did advise the Kremlin. I mean, I just want to make it clear. You did advise the Kremlin back in 2013 or 2012, somewhere in there.
Jake, it's really spin. I mean, I sat in on some meetings, but, you know, to call me an advisor, I think, is way over the top.
Except in a 2013 letter you wrote, it says, quote, over the past half year, I have had the privilege to serve as an informal advisor to the staff of the Kremlin in preparation for the presidency of the G20 summit next month, where energy issues will be a prominent point on the agenda. That's August 2013. That's yourself calling yourself an informal advisor to the Kremlin.
You know, informal, having some conversations with people.
But Trump's obsession with being secretly taped is not new. It's something he's been fixated on throughout his presidency, like when he falsely accused President Obama of having his wires tapped or when he tweeted James Comey, better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations. It's almost like he got secretly taped at some point and waiting for that tape to come out is slowly driving him insane. And he tries not to think about that tape, but for whatever reason, every time he pees, he can't get it out of his mind. And even Trump's explanations for his bizarre comments about secret tapes are themselves incriminating. Like when he was asked about his Comey tweet and rambled like he was under police interrogation.
Why did you want him to believe that you possibly did that?
Well, I didn't tape him. You never know what's happening when you see that the Obama administration, and perhaps longer than that, was doing all of this unmasking and surveillance, and you read all about it, and I've been reading about it for the last couple of months about the seriousness of the and horrible situation with surveillance all over the place. So you never know what's out there. But I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape.
Trump's paranoia about being secretly taped doesn't just cause him to accuse others of spying on him. He has also repeatedly insisted, without any prompting, that there are no secret recordings proving that his team colluded with Russia. Like when he tweeted out of nowhere, they have zero tapes of T people colluding. Or when the P-tape allegations first surfaced in 2017, Trump insisted he was always careful when he traveled abroad because he was always afraid he was being recorded.
I'm surrounded by bodyguards. I'm surrounded by people. And I always tell them, anywhere, but I always tell them, if I'm leaving this country, be very careful because in your hotel rooms, and no matter where you go, you're going to probably have cameras. I'm not referring just to Russia, but I would certainly put them in that category. But in those rooms, you have cameras in the strangest places. Cameras that are so small with modern technology, you can't see them and you won't know. You better be careful or you'll be watching yourself on nightly television.
Okay, so hold on, Just a tip, if someone asks you, did you pee on a bed with hookers, the right answer is, no, that's disgusting, I'm married, not, no, there are cameras everywhere. So Trump is obsessed with being secretly taped, but it turns out it wasn't Russia or the FBI he should have been worried about, it was his own lawyer.
The New York Times is just reporting that Michael Cohen secretly recorded a conversation that he had with Donald Trump just 2 months before the presidential election, and that the two men in this phone conversation discussed payments to a former Playboy model who said that she had an affair with Donald Trump.
So Trump has spent his entire presidency obsessed with being secretly recorded, and it turns out the only one who secretly recorded him was his own lawyer. Everyone from his past is coming back to haunt him. If he ever goes on trial, it's going to look like the Seinfeld finale. But instead of the soup Nazi, there'll be actual Nazis. So now there's a secret recording that directly implicates Trump in a scheme to pay hush money to silence a Playboy model and possibly even implicates him in campaign finance violations and bank fraud. And it was made by his own lawyer. Now, you might feel bad for Donald Trump that his lawyer secretly taped him, but that's what you get when you hire a terrible lawyer. Remember, this is all hush-hush, Michael. Oh, I remember, because when you said it was hush-hush, I taped it, and then I played it back to make sure I heard you right. And then I put that tape in a box and said, hey, FBI, these tapes are none of your beeswax. But this explains why Trump is so scared of being secretly recorded. Whenever there is a transcript or recording of a secret meeting or phone call he or his team had, we find out they did something incriminating. It also explains why the people closest to Trump have repeatedly tried to set up secret back channels to Russia, or why he wanted to meet privately with Putin without aides, or why he wouldn't even tell his own intelligence heads about his plan to invite Putin to the White House, which resulted in this amazing clip last week of Dan Coats, the director of national intelligence, finding out about the invitation on stage from Andrea Mitchell.
We have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
Vladimir Putin coming to the...
Did I hear you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
That's the director of national intelligence, which makes sense because under Trump, our national intelligence has basically devolved to, say what?
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.